From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe got in some golfing at their multi-day summit that continued in Florida on Saturday. Protesters greeted the leaders as they arrived at Trump's course near his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach. The two leaders began 2 days of talks Friday morning at the White House, where Mr. Abe said he and President Trump had reached an agreement on a new framework for economic talks, including the Trans-Pacific Partnership. United States immigration authorities arrested hundreds of immigrants living in the U.S. illegally in raids across the country this week, although authorities say the enforcement action wasn't linked to a recent executive order signed by President Trump. The raids occurred as U.S. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly visited with law enforcement along the U.S. border with Mexico and defended the action to take the accused illegal aliens into custody.
First of all, they're not rounding anyone up. The people that ICE apprehend are people who are illegal and then some.
Kelly went on to say it was inconceivable why any jurisdiction wouldn't want criminals removed from their communities. Kelly said it would be difficult to justify immigration enforcement grants to cities that refuse to cooperate. Afghan officials say a suicide car bombing targeting a military vehicle killed at least 7 people and wounded many others in the southern province of Helmand Saturday. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for the attack. The soldiers were collecting their salaries when the bomber's explosive-laden car hit their vehicle outside of a bank. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.